We now have this new flood wall that we have to look and build for these type of arrangements. The second thing that happened last week is that the numbers changed. They were actually increased. So from 14 and a half feet at a 50% possibility to 18 feet of 50% for possibility, which drastically changes how the city responds. So again, all of this is just an estimate. There is no declared emergency. No, nothing here is you know, we're running around trying to, like the little Dutch boy putting a finger in the dike. We've got some time here. And with that time, we are going to start planning our response in an appropriate manner. So we've got new systems we got to look at, our new flood wall. We're going to start planning how we're going to implement that. We went through all of our pumps, electric and gas-powered pumps. All those things are very critical for our operations during a flood fight. Now, we do that every year. Public might not know that, but we do that every year just to make sure that our equipment works and that it's ready to be used should we have a flood event. And so we've been doing a lot of work on these things over the years and never had to use them. And now this spring we might have to actually pull them out and hook them up. So we have done a lot of work in those the last 6 years with permanent flood protection and buyouts and removing properties that were too close to the river. In that process, we've been able to reduce the sandbag numbers dramatically. Over 250,000 sandbags have been removed from our permanent flood protection fight. That's an amazing number. And it's also a time saver. And when you're under an emergency condition, time is a big deal. Again, all we did today was to look at the current situation, the current snapshot of the future, and make sure that the city has all of its information that FEMA needs, that the state needs, the state emergency department needs, and also the Army Corps of Engineer needs, so that we, when we do, if we do, not when, but if we do, declare an emergency and ask for help, we're ready to go. We're ready to seamlessly interact and integrate with the state and federal offices and their support.